So there we say, if it's of a chutz laretz, so then halacha is that one needs to get rid of the avyonos. However, one is allowed to eat the kafris. It asks the Gemara, lememra the avyonos pri, the kafris and lav pri. Do we say that the avyonos is considered the fruit, and the kafris is not considered the fruit? Ruminu, I'll ask you a question. I'll meet Mitzvah is also referred to as Mitzvah. Al Ofa Al Moriz Omer Baruchir Zomer. Al Avyonos Al Kafrisin Omer Bore Priya Eitz. So Gemara here is asking the following question. We need to analyze what's behind this question. Gemara is asking like this. Thank you. The Gemara says that we see that when it comes to the Kafrisin, you make a Bore Priya Eitz. Now, in the Gemara's question, what's emerging is that really, what we're going to focus on, I would say that our sugya is not about the sugya of tzlach. At least the way we're going to learn it, our sugya is the sugya of kafrisin. That's what our sugya is about. What we're going to focus on is going to be how Chazal understand kafrisin. We're not going to be able to deal with all components of it, but what we're going to focus on is the assumptions of the halakos in the Gemara of kafrisin. So the Gemara's question is like this. When it comes to the Brisa that said that kafrisin is a fruit. If it's a fruit, so then how could it possibly be that you're able to eat the kafrisin? So when it comes to that fruit, it should be a problem of Arla. Rabosa, I wanted to have a board. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, the technical things did not work out. The approval of the technical things over here. But, So like this, what I wanted to write on the board was the following. I wanted to write that when it comes to the assumption of this Gemara's question, we have two things. We have, when it comes to kafrisin, we have two sets of halachas right now, arla and bracha. What emerges in regards to the halachas of arla and bracha? Are arla and bracha the same or different? What does it seem from our Gemara?
Same.
It seems from our Gemara that they're the same. Because the question doesn't start unless we say that just like when it comes to Arla, we say that it's going to be Mutter, so too it should not get a Bore Priya Eitz. And the Brisa said the opposite. The Brisa says that you do get a Bore Priya Eitz. So the Gemara over here is putting together, this you should notice, the Gemara is putting together the halachos of Arla and Ha'etz. Right? That's implicit in our Gemara. And like, I like to do what we like, Lishita Seinu. And that is to point out that almost all the Iyun and almost all the Lamdus starts from reading our Gemara. How you read a Gemara, making a Lamda Shalani on the Gemara. What would be the Svara to say that Arla and Bracha are the same? What's the assumption of the Gemara? Yes, Chad? It's Mefurish in the Pasuk that Arla is Shayach to Peros. And Bracha too. The Bracha is Bar Priya Eitz. We're talking about the fruit itself. So since we're talking about the fruit itself, so that is the Chiyuv of the Bracha. Okay, that's what the Gemara is mefurish. That's implicit over here in the Gemara itself. Can anybody think of what's faulty in this Hashavah? Yes, Michal?
It doesn't have to. Orla depends on the place. It doesn't necessarily depend on. It's that it doesn't depend on the fruit, but it depends on where it's sold. Therefore, you can't define a fruit by a definition that's not consistent.
Okay, but at the end of the day, the chiyuv of fruits is a chiyuv in Eretz Yisrael. I would argue, it's very, very hard to separate from the two. The Gemara's havamina seems to be a very, very good havamina, because at the end of the day, the pasuk says va'ralta marlaso es pirio. It says the pri. So presumably, pri equals pri. The assumption of the Gemara seems to be quite legitimate. Answers the Gemara. Huda Amar Rabbi Akiva. He is following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah in Maestros. Now, who's Huda Amar? As Rabbi Yol said yesterday, that's Rabbi Huda Amar Rav. that he's going to be following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Notice, is the Gemara going to accept the Hava Amina or reject the Hava Amina? That we would equate Arla when it comes to Bracha. The Chura, the Gemara is accepting the Hashva. So the Gemara continues, Hu Damar Rabbi Akiva, this man, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Slav, Mis Asher, Mis Aser, Tomorrow's Vavyons Vikafrisim. There's a Chiyuv of Meiser on Tomorrow's Vavyons Vikafrisim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Amos Aser, El Vavyons Bilvad, Mipnei Shu Piri. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you only take Meiser off from the Vavyons because that's the pre. So we are following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva that says Kafrisin is not the pre. What emerges now? What was the third thing I wanted to put on the board? The third thing I wanted to put on the board is Meiser. And that is, there are three different sugyas that are at play over here. The Gemara says that the Teretz is, we're following Rabbi Akiva, who assumes Kafrisin is not a pre. So the heading over here is Kafrisin. Really, our sugya is not Slav. Our sugya is Kafrisin. Kafrisin is the peel of the evyonos, of the actual fruit. And the Gemara is struggling with whether that has a din of piri on three different levels. One is in regards to bracha, the other is in regards to arla, and the third is in regards to meiser. Now, if you didn't notice this, if you didn't map it out in your mind, that there are three different things that are going on over here, then you missed an important layer of the Gemara before you even got to the Rishonim. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, here we continue drawing out on the board, according to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is that we don't consider it a piri. According to Rabbi Akiva, the only pri is the Evyonos, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda Merav, you're allowed to eat the Kafrisin because it doesn't have a pre vis-a-vis Arla. That's at this stage of the Gemara. Rabosai, is there a bomb question that a person could ask up until now? And this was the question that Jack had asked, and we'll see all the world's lumdos. Many of it I'm going to give you reference to. I'm not going to be able to say it all out. I've decided that this sugya could be real quicksand. So we're going to try to do it as clearly and as stratified as possible. So, what's the bomb kasha that you could ask on our Gemara? The Gemara puts together Meiser, Arla, and Bracha. And it says that Rabbi Yehuda Merav, who says that when the halacha is that you can eat the kafrisin, is because he's going according to Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't consider the kafrisin a pre. Jack yesterday in Lein Chabura opened up the whole sugya. The whole sugya. New Rabosai, someone could even say over what Jack was bothered by. Is there a problem over here? Let me spell what I'm bothered by. According to Rabbi Akiva, is Rabbi Akiva fit? Rabbi Akiva says that we don't consider kafrisin a pri. Does that fit in the two above teachings as well? The teaching that we had vis-a-vis bracha, and the teaching that we had vis-a-vis arla. And again, if you didn't notice this when you read the Gemara, you didn't make a good landing on the sugya. Yes, Michal?
It says kafrisin is born for age.
Oh! Frank, Jack, at the end of the day, a kafrisin is what? Kafrisin is AIDS. So how could Rabbi Akiva say that the halacha is that you may, that you don't have Meiser on it? Kafrisin is not a pre for Meiser, it's not a pre for Arla. So then it should not be a pre for Bracha. That's a Gevaldin and Kasha. And we're going to see that question is at the core of many things that the Rishonim are struggling with in our sugya. Let's take a look. Here I'm going to pull a fast one on you. Let's take a look at the Rajba. I know I didn't put on the first Mar Mikomos. Let's take a look at the Rajba. If you learned Pshat like Jack did, then you can understand the Rajba. If you didn't learn Pshat in the Gemara, you asked these questions, so then the Rajba is going to be a little bit difficult. Could someone look on with Josh K? Because I have his Rajba. Could someone look on with him? Okay. If you don't have a Rajba, well, in general, you should try to have the Rishonim. If you don't, I'm sympathetic because it's only on the second Bar Mikomos, and I'm going to try to speak it out in a way that everybody could be able to follow. Yes, clarification. Go ahead. Oh, so that's what some Rishonim said? That's what some Rishonim say, exactly like you. But you have to ask that question, Rabbi Osei. You've got to ask this question. If you don't ask this question...
That Rishonim is not like...
No, no, no. Jack is asking better. Jack is pointing out that this Brisa is a Stam Brisa. Who's who?
That Rabbi Yehuda bar Rava holds like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Elazar holds like the is like that.
That's not Mefurish. That's not Mefurish. You could say that. I thought you were making the same mistake that Raviola and I would disagree with you about. Okay, Maseder. The Rajma is going to flesh that out, but you got to ask that question. Now, Rabosa, you see that these pshat problems are at the core of the longdasha problems of our sugya. Who could tell me why this pshat problem is at the core of the lamdasha issue in our sugya? Now, this might be, guys in Shana Gimel might understand what I mean a little bit more than guys in Shana Bet, who have not been exposed to lamdas for that much, for that long period of time. But what would you, how would you describe, don't be frustrated if you can't answer this question. If you didn't read point out these things when you read the Gemara, then you should say to yourself, don't get frustrated, just say to yourself, next time I'm going to read the Gemara better. Okay? But this question about the lamdasha thing, this is just a question of learning the science. And becoming familiar a little more with science. What's the core, and this is what I was driving at by writing it out on the board. What's the core conceptual question in our sugya that should jump out of you when you read the Gemara? Someone said to me very well, he said to me last night, he said to me, one of the most important things is to learn how to learn a Gemara B'iyun. And he said that sometimes he feels that when there's Mara Mekomos, that stops him from learning the Iyun. What does that mean? He has this Mara Mekom, he has this Mara Mekom, but to really, really take apart the Gemara of the Iyun, to really ask the fundamental questions of the Sugya, so I argue there are two fundamental questions in the Sugya. One's a fundamental question of Pshat, that's how my Rebbe Rav Reinsprig learned, that's how his Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik built the Sugya as well, which is how Reb Chaim learned as well, which comes all the way back from the Gra, that's one. And then the other thing is to notice that the Pshat questions and the conceptual questions and the Lamdasha questions both come together. Jack asked the principal Pshat question in the Sugya, which goes to show you, you sit with Yol a few minutes, you'll get to all the important Pshat questions, which is going to be the Petach for the whole Sugya. The whole Petach from the Sugya. What's the crucial conceptual question in our Sugya? What's the crucial Lamdasha question? Yes, Benny.
What's the Keter Free Machai Abram?
Oh. See, now if you do this, by the way, most of you, I'm sorry, Benny, I'm going to say this, most of you Shana Bet guys are ahead of where Benny was at this time this year. Ask me, Philip.
It's true.
Okay. So, but you're going to be able to do this. You do this for a year, for more than a year or so, then you're going to be able to do it like him. The core question exactly is this. But you know what, Benny, you have the words better than me. What were the words that you said? What's the gather of pre for the mechayev of bracha, orla, and meiser? And therefore, for this reason, where Gershon Edelstein said Shir in Panovich on this, he had a zillion Maran Mekomos in all of the tour in Hilchas Orla and Hilchas Meiser, as well as in Hilchos Bracha. But yet, that's the core question over here. And that's what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is assuming that all of them are the same. And obviously, how you deal with Jack's question, Vamei Vinyavin, gets involved with what the relationship of them are. The Stimas HaGemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, is whatever is considered Pri LaArla, it's considered Pri LaMeiser, is considered a Pri LaBracha. Well, what's going to come out is there are going to be many kinks along the way that are going to say, wait a second, maybe for this we'll get AIDS, even though it's not Chayiv and Arla. Maybe it'll be Chayiv and Arla and won't get AIDS. But the starting point of our Gemara seems to be not that way. Okay. Comes along the Rajba, and the Rajba says like this. in halfway through the Ramas of Rabbi Lezer, since it wasn't one of the Marimekomos, I'm going to extrapolate the critical parts of the Rashba. In the standard Rishonim book, it's the first word in line is Lo Chayvu, also Al Ha'olim, and it picks up from Avol the Rabbi Akiva. Rabosai, I'm not learning Rashba with you. You know what I'm learning with you? I'm learning Gemara. That's what we're learning. Zok the Rashba, Avol Rabbi Akiva, Lo Asya. This price is not going according to Rabbi Akiva. Ula Rabbi Akiva lo nevarech hakafrisim barech priya eitz. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't make a bracha ala eitz on kafrisim. El al mashu ikra pri. Only, what's the ikra pri? Bikiva duladidei emis asra alavionos. And since according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't take off meiser on the kafrisim, shma minod lo chashel et pri eitz. Vehilka kafil in your bracha king. And therefore, for bracha also, of course, no, Rabbi Akiva is not going to say that you get AIDS, but rather, what's the bracha going to be? It's going to be L'chol HaPachos Adama. Okay. So according to the Rajba addressed Jack's shot question. And that is, he says, Ein Achinami, like Benny had said, but Benny, it's not Mukrachim Shat. I disagree with you, it's not Mukrachim Shat. You could say it, but it's not Mukrachim Shat. You see, the Rajba disagrees. And you have to read like Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Huda Amar is Rabbi Yehuda Amar. What's the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda used to quote either from Shmuel or Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, who said that what he said that the bracha is on eggs. That's only going according to. That's only going according to one man Amar. And according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that the halacha is that by Arla. You only have to be choshesh for the avionos. Kafrisin is going to get less than a eitz, presumably a hadam. And that's how the Rashba concludes. V'ilchak l'digam the kaimelon for Rabbi Akiva. And since we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, aflin yin bracha lo mevarchin ha kafrisin bar priya eitz ala bar priya adama. So therefore, the halacha is that you're going to get a hadam and not a eitz. However, and this is what gets them working in Panovich, the Rashba concludes, Aval Arayvid Kasav. The Arayvid holds not that way. De Eino Miloshen HaGemara. This doesn't appear from our Gemara. And this idea that you make the Bari Priya Adama on Kafrisin is not Mukhra from the Gemara at all. As Benny pointed out, there's nowhere in the Gemara that says that Rabbi Akiva holds that you make a Bari Priya Adama on Kafrisin. And we're going to see that the Ravid is going to take issue with the Psak that we're going to see in our Gemara. To continue on, we have to flesh out, to get to the Havonas HaRavid, we need to continue on our Sugya, but that is the assumption of the Rashba. The Rashba assumes that whatever has a din of pre-linyan arla is going to have a din of pre-linyan bracha, and the two work together. Asks the Gemara, now let's go back into the Gemara. The Gemara says, the name Allah to Rabbi Akiva, if we're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is following the position of Rabbi Akiva, let's just say that Allah is like Rabbi Akiva. Answers the Gemara, Iyam Allah to Rabbi Akiva, how that mean I would have thought afilu ba'aretz, that the same applies to Eretz Yisrael. Hamash Malan, no. Kol ha-meikol ba'aretz lachot k'mosu b'chutzlaretz. The case of Yehuda Merav was talking about in chutzlaretz. Avol ba'aretz lo. We don't follow Rabbi Akiva across the board. We make a split. When it comes to chutzlaretz, so then the halacha is that you could be meikol like Rabbi Akiva. However, in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be machmir like Rabbi Eliezer. The name of, then why did we just not say halach Rabbi Akiva b'chutzlaretz to call meikol b'aretz to muscle b'chutzlaretz? Yamarach yavam mina hani mili gabi ma'aser ilan the b'aretz kufa midrabban. I would have thought it only guards to ma'aser where the Torah says the chiv is dafka by tirosh v'yitzar. I will gabi arla the b'aretz midaraisa ema b'chutzlaretz nami nigzar. I would have had a halamina which I'm not going to be masbir. Then in chutzlaretz you'd also have to make the gzera as well. And therefore, be machmir on the kafrisin also. Hamash malon, the chiddush is not this way. Rabosai, the rest of our Gemara is important that you should do, but it's not critical in analyzing the sugya of Kafrisin. At the end of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, there are these strange parentheses. Almost all the Rishonim say that these parentheses is not from Ravina Rav Ashi, it's from the later Gion. How do we pass it? Says the Gemara, says the parentheses, V'hilchasa kemarba Rav Ashi. The halacha is like marba Rav Ashi. The zarek es ha'evyonos, that he threw out the evyonos. V'achal es ha'kafrisin. And he also, and he ate the kafrisin when it came to Arla. Umedilagabe Arla la pirininu, legabe brachas nami la pirininu. V'lom v'archinon elel baripriya eitz, elel baripriya adam. The two go together. What is our Gemara, the Gaonim, saying? What's the Bahag? It's this connected to the Bahag, ascribed to the Bahag. The Bahag is saying that our sugya runs together. Whatever is a pre-Li'inyan Arla is going to be a pre-Li'inyan Bracha. Jack's question. The answer was in the Rajba. That the Rajba says that Rabbi Akiva will hold that the bracha on, well, again, let's repeat Jack's question again. But didn't the Brisa, Stam Brisa, say that the bracha on Kafrisin is a ace? The answer is Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that Brisa. That's the Teretz. Let's take a look and see that the Ravid is quoted by the Rajba and the Ramban. The Rajba is easier than the Ramban, hence I decided to do the Rajba. The Ravid disagrees. Give me a second, Michal. Four lines before the end of the Rajba. Avol Ravid kasav de'ein amaloshen ha'gemara. He says this vilchasa is not from the Talmud itself. It's coming from the Balachos. Ula olam l'inyin bracha mevarachin ha'kafrisin bari priyates. And for that reason, the bracha on the skin, on the peel, is a eitz. The ein on the chuvar, says the Rajba. It's not correct. Moshe Kasafti. Dim kein lo adamosim minei lemarba Rav Ashi, dochles ha-kafrisin. Then what was the kasha that was asked in the first place in regards to those who ate the kafrisin? In other words, we had asked Uriminu. We had asked the question. And the question was, how could you eat the kafrisin? The kafrisin gets a bari priya eitz. Asks the Rajba a bomb question. What was the Gemara's kasha in the first place? If we're going to say that bracha and arla are two separate things, then how could the Gemara ask Uriminu, ask from arla to bracha? What was the kasha? That's why we said we're focusing specifically on Kafrisin. This whole sugya is about Kafrisin. And the Gemara's kasha was, how could it be that when it comes to the Kafrisin, they ate it, and therefore you're assuming that it's not Arla, yet you made a Bari Priyat. What's the kasha according to the Ravid? According to the Ravid, there's no problem at all. They made a eitz because Kafrisin gets a eitz. And they ate the kafrisin because it's not orla. That's the Rajba's kasha in pshat. That's the Rajba's kasha in the Ravid. The pshat doesn't work. Pshat doesn't work. It's a great kasha. Rabosai, to be miyashiv the Ravid, you need to work on the sugya for a week. I've decided that based on where all of us are, myself included, to develop a coherent mahalach on the Ravid, you need to work for a week, and that's why I want one of the Shana Gimel guys to say Chabura on it, to work on it for a week, and then share with us what the mahalach is. I am not going to say over how to be Masbir the Ravid. Again, I'll give you an amazing Marimokom. It's one of the best shiurim I've ever seen in my life, written up from a contemporary. Rav Gershon Edelstein, who's one of the Gedolei Torah today in B'nai Brak, has an amazing, amazing mahalach that Rav Nissen Kaplan, who learned by him, writes up in the Shalmei Nissan. It's a chidush, agabe chidush, agabe chidush. And with this, he's going to be masbir other things as well that I'm going to point out to you along the way. And I don't think we are capable right now of giving a teretz, a full teretz. We have to know the tension that exists, that the Ravid is in terrible straits because the Gemara Lechura doesn't start. As we read, we put on the board Kafrisin, Arla, Bracha, Meiser. And we said that according to Rabbi Akiva, Kafrisin is not a pri, so therefore it's not going to get a bar priya eitz, and therefore it's not going to be an isser of Arla. But according to the other man, Damar, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's a pri, therefore it gets a eitz, and therefore there's an isser Arla. And the Gemara asked, how could it be that you could throw out the Kafrisin? Because it quoted a price that's consistent with Rabbi Lazar, who says that the halach is that it gets. That it gets eitz. Comes along the Ravid, and the Ravid says, no, Rabosai, you read the Gemara wrong. And the Gaonim made a mistake, la halacha. You know what was the Gaonim's mistake, la halacha? Since we learned that you could be mekel on Kafrisin, and it doesn't have a din arla, so they said, so therefore, on Kafrisin, what do you make? What bracha do you make? Hadama. Comes along the Ravid, no. Who says that the two go together? Maybe when it comes to Kafrisin, you make a eight. Nevertheless, it's potter from Arla. Rabosai, to be miyashev in pshat, and to be mazbir how this works, and how this works in the beautiful schema of halacha, that there's going to be three and four lushitasos in a bunch of different places, that's beyond us in Vav Cheshvan of Tavshinayin Gimel. However, could anybody at least, the Chalachachos, be mad there? What's the Nehudas HaMachlokas? What's the Omek of the Machlokas? What are the Ravid and the Rajba arguing about? Even if we can't be Miyashin, you should want to. I'm giving you the Mara Mekomos to work on it. You gotta work hard. You gotta work for a week. And one of the Shana Gimel guys, I want them to work and to say a Chabura on it with attempts to be Miyashin all the Kashas. It's the great Ravid. It's not Stam, you know, some footnote and some piskei tshuvas. This is big stuff. No. So what at least is the yesod of the machlokas? Yes, Yoni. You're restating the machlokas. Very good. That the machlokas is whether it gets a bore pri adama or it gets a bore pri. That's the machlokas. I want to know what we call the lundus. I want to know what's the yesod of the machlokas between the Ravid and the Rajba. You're right. According to the Ravid, it gets a eitz. According to the Rajba, it'll get a hadama, la halacha. Correct. And the Rajba says it's mukhrot, that if it's not arla, then it gets a hadama. Correct. But I want to know what's the yesod of the machlokas, even if we're not going to be miyashiv olakashis. By the way, you can see I'm a little bit in torture. I'm not happy I'm not being miyashiv olakashis. I'm not happy. On the other hand, I'm in a little bit of pain. Because the Ravid's difficult, and I want to answer with the Talmidim. But my radar tells me that if I tried to be Miyashi Wol the Kashis, I would lose the Talmidim. But you should want to. Every single person here should want to. Should work on it. And part of my cheshbon also is that I want to finish Ketz on the Varachid. So if we would do it well, it would be a week on slot. I want the guys to know Hilchos Brachos. I want the guys to know all the parakeets on the bark. You can burn the midnight oil, not tofu my night. Okay. What's the yisod in machlokas? You see, Yoni, what I'm looking for? I'm looking for deeper. You're just restating the halacha. That's the problem nowadays. The problem nowadays is you're doing beautiful, but you weren't even introduced to the idea that there's something deeper in a machlokas over here. I want you to think what's. How to be magdir the machlokas? Yes, Asher.
Maybe the fact that it's not the
ikar
pri, even though it's edible, causes a drop down one level of bracha.
Very good. And therefore, plug it in. Go ahead.
And therefore, since the elyonos were only the ikar pri, it would mean that anything that's a pri or anything of edible would not be the same level as the ikar pri of elyonos.
So now I need names. The Rajba learned da 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 da, and the Ravid learned da 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 da.
So I believe that the Rajba would learn out that it causes not the ikar pri, therefore causes drop down one level, but the Ravid makes it
better. Wait, and therefore the halach is for this, it goes like this, and for this
would be a dama, but according to the Ravid, since even though it's not ikra pri, but they're still both edible and still both considered kosher fruits, it would still be in the same level as each other. It would still be the same.
You're on the right track, but you need to do more. Good. You need to be masbir about the halacha of arla now. Now, as you just explained to me, vis-a-vis hilchos brachos, you're on the right track. Very good. But I was starting from the simple pshat in the Gemara, as the Rajba says, that whatever is the halacha for arla is going to be the halacha for brachos. So how could the Rajba say that you're going to be potter from arla, but still chayit get a bar priya eitz? How could the Rajbit say that? You're saying beautifully. By the way, you should know Rav Gershon Edelstein develops your idea. Beautiful. That's the idea that he develops. Excellent. But you're still, but just to show, we're not even up to where he goes. And from our perspective, I feel you're not even being magdir the whole machlokas. We got about a full havana. You're not even being magdir the whole machlokas. But l'chura, the Rajba is 100% right. If it's a pre for arla, then it's a bar priya. If it's not a pre for arla, then it should be adama. So why you gave me a svara about the kafrisim falling in two different directions vis-a-vis bracha, but what about presumably the parallel between arla and bracha? So what do you have to say? Yes, Eitan?
We say that arla is only applies to the kosher food, like that it doesn't apply to the secondary.
Right. He's using your idea of primary and secondary, but he's being mechalik between arla and bracha. Beautiful. It's dangerous sitting so close to me. Beautiful. Yeah, I'll say over what he said. Beautiful. Eitan says that there are two ways one could understand the chiyuv of arla. Is it anything that grows from a tree is chayiv in arla? Anything that comes out of a tree is chayiv in arla. And therefore we would say that if it's considered a pre, le'inyan bracha, by definition will be considered a pre, le'inyan arla as well. Or arla is only the pure primary fruit. The pure primary fruit. Says our Gemara, even though it's a machlokis, how you look at the kafrisin as the primary fruit or not, at the end of the day, we say the kafrisin is not the primary fruit. And hence it's potter from arla. But who says Asher, also beautifully, who says that Boret Priya Eitz has to be the primary fruit? Maybe Boret Priya Eitz means the fruit of the tree. And what happens if the tree has two fruits? It has a Vyonos, which is a primary fruit, and it has Kafrisim, which is a secondary fruit. So then in such a case, maybe you make a Boret Priya Eitz on it. Our Gemara put the two together. So that you need Rav Gershon Edelstein to do some fancy footwork. Had to be Masbir within the Gemara itself. But the Raivit is Mefurish in the Raivit. Now we're learning. Beautiful. This all started with Jack's Pshat question. If you didn't notice the Pshat question, then you would never be sensitive. What was your question?
I think it was on the leaf.
All I know is I wrote this yesterday. When Jack asked Rav Yoel, I wrote Vitzarech Iyun. I remember it was because of your question, but I have an A because I took someone's pencil. It was either Aryeh's or I took two different pencils. That's Lushin Dasi. Vitzarech Iyun that I wrote. When you asked your question, Jack, yesterday in Rav Yoel Shir, Vitzarech Iyun Lama Bikafrisim of Archim Bar Priya Eitz, Ladas Rav Yoel Kiyun. He has the leaves or the kafir. It doesn't matter. Anyhow, either way, it's a great question. I think I remember. That's what I took from. Okay. Anyhow, it's really the same question. If you think that, okay. So Rav Ozai, this is the yisod in the machlokis between the Rajba and the Raivit. Now the Raivit is assuming that when it comes to arla, it needs to be the primary fruit. When it comes to bracha, it does not need to be primary fruit. Now, Rav Gershon Edelstein does an amazing thing. He brings us many, many nafkuminas in all of Arla, Meiser, and Brachos of whether it's something that needs to be the primary fruit. It has to be a fruit to get a chiyuv of Arla. Could anybody bring a raya from Hilchos Brachos that it could be that it doesn't need to be mamish a fruit to be able to get a Bori Pri Eitz? And we're off topic now. We're off topic in the Gemara, but just in brackets, we had such a shita that we could run with. Yes, Yasef? Shemen. Okay, we were choker. That's not what I'm looking for. Shemen, probably not, because Shemen, that's the Eitzer Pri. Yes? Right, that's what Rav Gershon Elishkain runs with. The sugar cane. We have the Shitas Rambam that says, that quoted some Gaonim who say you make a Bori Pri Eitz on a sugar cane. Even though there it's not a fruit. So is a sugar cane like Kafrisin or not? So it could be that sugar cane might be similar to Kafrisin. Or you could say no. But what Avram is saying is that we do see that there are times that something that's not called a conventional fruit, there are some who say that you get a Bori Pri Eitz. So it comes along the Raivin, and the Raivin says, Alamdus, that Arla needs to be the primary fruit, and Bracha does not need to be a primary fruit. That's number one. And then the Raivin is saying, a problem in Pshat, that even though our Gemara and our blackboard put all the two together, the Raivin changes the blackboard entirely, and the Raivin says that when it comes to Arla, there's one halacha, when it comes to Bracha, there's another halacha, and we leave off with the Rajbas Kasha, Mitzvah Liyashe, Mitzvah Gedola Liyashe. Okay. Clarification, yes.
You would say the Rajba, that anything that's, you just told that anything that's pure, not pure, anything that's considered Arla is. Anything that's considered a fruit for
Arla
is considered a fruit for Bracha. You have to hold a pure fruit, not pure fruit.
Exactly. Who?
Rajba.
Maybe the Rajba doesn't differentiate between pure and not pure.
I'm saying for him, it doesn't make it pure.
The
not,
two
any,
go
any,
together.
Anything that's considered a fruit for Arla.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Now, Rabosai, there's another machlokis on the Vehilchasa. Does anybody know another machlokis vis-a-vis the Vehilchasa? There's another machlokis. This was on the Maramakomis. The Rajba was just pshat. The Rajba was jack. That was just laning chabur. Now you need Rishon. Okay. Now you need Rishon. Is there another issue that emerges that everybody who did that lamed vav, the sugi of tzlaf, needs to know about another machlokis that's at play?
We're Rebbe Yoshua Pro. That's how I felt when I wrote. I think it was the first time I wrote Rebbe Yoshua's name on the Maramah poem was that sound. It was my emotion. First time I wrote that sound. Okay.
What else is there in terms of Vehilchasa? There's another machlokis that's at play. AB? Don't give me Maramah Komos. Give me Halachas. Give me Gemaras.
Oh, Gemaras.
Tell me material. I can't stand Maramah Komos. I can't stand that there's a new style that's now fancy in the yeshivas. There's people to quote a lot of names. It drives me crazy. Reb Chaim, not only did Reb Chaim not like a lot of names, Reb Chaim didn't even like if you quoted the Blot. They say that Reb Chaim used to give a patch to his kids when they quoted the Blot in the Masechta where it was. So Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav. Why did Reb Chaim not like it? Because Reb Chaim said, what is this? This is Torah Shabbat Peh. It's all about Yediyas HaTorah. Where it is on the page, that's not important. Torah is one big, beautiful system that no one can put on pages. You either have it, you either live it, you even know it, or you don't. A page? What's a page? Now it's such a cool thing, you know. It's all my pet peeve with nowadays, the in thing is the poskim, to quote all the contemporary poskim. Gedolei Torah. Now, but what bothers me very, very much is when people quote a psak from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal or Zalman Orbat Zatzal, and it's a Beferisha Halacha, or it's a Beferisha Risha. Beferisha Risha. I have to know it from the Sugya to. Nowadays it's cool, that's the cool thing. Yeah. AB, what? I think you know what you're saying. Go ahead. What did you bring out from Tosfos? What do you want to bring out from Tosfos?
Tosfos' brother, Rabbi Meir, said that he says that concerning Orla, it's not going to be considered a pri, but but by brachos it is. And we wouldn't be fully Ben Ba'aretz or Ben Ba'aretz. could say it's a Bari Priya Eitz concerning Bratla, so he's only on the Gemara. The Gemara said it's a Bari Priya Eitz.
Very good. And that's Machlokas Rishon. Okay. Says A.B. the following. Tosfos Dibur Maskil Olpasa says something fascinating. He says the halacha is that you make a Bari Priya Adama on Kafrisin as emerges from our Gemara. That only applies to what? That only applies to Chutzlars. However, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael,
it only applies to Arlo. He says Ben Arlo Ben Chutzlars. You say
So you're interrupting me, and I don't know what you're saying. Wait a second. The Tosa says that when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that you make a Bore Priya Eitz. That's Tosis. No, and Michal throws me off because what he says is usually good. We're on the same page. Could be I misspoke. Could be misunderstood. Says Tosos, the halacha is an Eretz Yisrael, you make a Bari Priya Eitz. In other words, even though our sugya said that when it comes to Arla, the halacha is that in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't have a chiyuv Arla, and the bracha is going to be Bari Priya Adama, that is only in Chutz La'aretz. However, in Eretz Yisrael, you make a Bari Priya Eitz. Therefore, when the Hilchasa said that the halacha is umdagabi arlo pirininu, therefore linyan bracha bari priyadama comes along Tosos and Tosos says, but that's only in Kutzlar, it's not in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, I both said, what's the halacha by arlo? You have to be knowing arlo in Eretz Yisrael, right? We don't say kol hameko b'chutz la'aretz, halacha kemoso b'Eretz Yisrael. No, we have to be machmir in Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Arla. And since we have to be machmir in Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Arla, same thing in regards to bracha. What's that? I'm getting to your point. Now I know what you're driving. I'm going to add. Just give me a second. Let me, before Jack, I take, then Tosis comes along, give me a second, then Tosis comes along and says, if that's so, then not only does this apply in regards to Eretz Yisrael, so the same is going to apply in Chutz La'aretz as well. So Tosis says like this, in Dibur HaMaskil Hilchasa, is that what I misspoke about Chutz La'aretz? I'm sorry. So Tosis says like this, Tosa says that when it comes to the halacha on Kafrisin, in Eretz Yisrael, it has a din of a pri entirely. And since in Eretz Yisrael it has a din entirely as a pri, we don't differentiate between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and it gets a Bore Priya Eitz, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Where does it not have a din of a pri in Kafrisin? It doesn't have a din of a pri specifically when it comes to the halachos of Arla in Chutz La'aretz. This is the position of Tosas. If you take a look, Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Dibra Maskil Umidilagabe. Umidilagabe Arlo Lav Pirihu, Gabe Bracha Nami Lav Pirihu. Akubishikos is a Loshan Rova Gimaris, in Musakatam. Elo Pirushu, Vagoni Version, Kosvos Misparn. Vain a Loshan Mufulan called Kah. Share Pirihu, Vinoe Bo Arlo Bo Aris. Rabbeinu Yonah points out that it is considered a pri in Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Arla. The only reason we don't consider it a pri is because in Chutz La'aretz we could follow the Mekel, Kol HaMekel Arla, plus the Chutz. El HaHachi Kamar, Umedil Gabi Arla, Lamba De Priyu, Sheba Aretz Bilvad, noeg min asafe. Ubechutz laretz ein a noeg. Legabe bracha nami lo daimin alei kipriya eitz. Velo bevarchin alei bore kriya eitz. Kemo mai pri vadai. Says Rabbeinu Yonah differently than Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yonah says that in chutz laretz it's certainly not a pri. Both Linyanarla and Linyan Bracha. And Meretz Yisrael, we consider it a pre, both Linyanarla as well as Linyan Bracha. Tosvos in Vilchasa says not that way. Tosvos in Vilchasa says, now let's look at Tosvos inside. Vaya Omer Rabbeinu Meir, Til Gabe Arla Lafiru, Hainu Mishum, the Kalameka Larsal Kmosu Vichutz Larsal. Aval ba'aret when Eretz Yisrael v'adayave pira, it's certainly a pri. Umevarchin alav bore pri eitz, and there for sure you're going to make the bore pri eitz. And then Tosis adds, ubebrachos lekachiluk bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz laretz. So when it comes to Hilchos brachos, there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz. Whose shita fits better into the words? The Ve'elchasa and the Gaon. The Chura Tosis is very, very difficult in the words of the Gaon. So the Chura Tosis is just quoting a different shita. He's quoting a shita of Rabbeinu Meir, but that's in disagreement with the shita of the Baha'i. And therefore, bottom line, Rabosai, here's the crunch. When it comes to the Halacha, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Bahav, what we have in the Vilchasa, says it depends on where you are. If you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's considered a pre across the board. And if you're in Chutz Laretz, it's not considered a pre across the board. This will be the Bahav Lashitaso against the Ravid. And that is that in general, all of the halachos are the same. The halachos are the same. Whether you're a pre for Arla, or you're a pre for Meiser, or you're pre for Bracha, they're all consistent. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Machmer and consider it a pre. So too for Bracha, you'll consider it a pre. When you're a Chutz Laretz, it's not considered a pre. So too, when it comes to Bracha, it's not considered a pre, just like it's not a pre Inyan Arla. That's the Shita of the Bahag and Rabbeinu Yonah, quoting them in the Vehilchasa. That's this Vehilchasa. The Vehilchasa. Tosos. Not the part that I just read. In Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael. You were saying in Eretz Yisrael? No, I didn't see. Okay. So that's how Rabbeinu Yonah presents it as well, but that's clearly the words of the Vilchasa also. Rabbeinu Meir disagrees. Rabbeinu Meir says, no, we have this fascinating idea. And that is, he says that even though in Chutz Laretz you're not mafrish the Arla, you don't have the Yisur of Arla, probably it doesn't have the Din of Meiser as well, nevertheless, since in Eretz Yisrael you make a Borei Priya Eitz, in Chutz La'aretz you also make a Borei Priya Eitz. Rabosai, according to Pshat in our Sugya, who fits better in the Pshat of our Sugya? The Bahag? We're going to see again, the Rajma and the Bahag are the Derech HaMelech. I think Rabbeinu Meir is doing again. There's a flag on the play in Pshat and the Sugya. What's the flag on the play? What's the big chiddush Rabbeinu Meir that we would not have expected? Yes, Benny. Let me first just flesh this out. Yes, Daniel. What's the flag on the play? Right. The general rule is whatever the halacha of Arla is going to be the halacha for bracha. Here is exception number two. We had the Ravid, who said no. In general, Ravid said in general, we don't put the two together. Rabbeinu Meir says in general you might, but when it comes to Kafrisin, since there's a Safek, if in Eretz Yisrael you make the Bor Priyates, then in Chutz La'aretz you also do. L'chura, that's against what our Gemara had assumed. Our Gemara had assumed that when it comes to Arla, it's not Chayiv in Arla, then it gets a Bor Priyadoma. Otherwise, if we come back to Jack's Ha'ara, the Uriminu, the whole Dimyon of Uriminu. Va'mevin Yavin, you could be Mazbir, possibly Rabbeinu Meir, along the lines of what Eitan wanted to say, or Usher. And I leave that as a possibility. But I want to share with you a different Hezbollah Rabbeinu Meir. Everybody follow what's difficult in Rabbeinu Meir? The Halachas Gedolos make sense. Rabbeinu Yonah makes sense, Bidas Halachas Gedolos. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, it has a din of, we follow the Meikil, it doesn't have a din pre, so it gets Adam. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, eight. Orla, eight. Comes along Rabbeinu Meir, and Rabbeinu Meir says something strange. Rabbeinu Meir seems to go against the Gemara. The Gemara beforehand had said what? Gemara had said that if it's not a chiyuv of Arla, then it gets a Bar Priya Adama. So all of a sudden Rabbeinu Meir says no. Since in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't tell to him Chutz La'aretz. Now it could be Vamevin Yavin, it could be connected to a previous Sakira that Usher and Eitan had suggested, as I said before. Or I'm gonna suggest a different Hezber how to understand it. Again, Rabbi Osei, what do we see? We're gonna see Olam Deshech Hakira all depends on how you read Pshat in the Gemara. The Omek of the Rishonim is all gonna be dependent on the implications of Pshat in the Gemara. There is a point in Pshat that can answer Rabbeinu Meir. Now Rav Yashiv, when he said Shiur Mitferes Bachurim, Rav Yashiv, I have many rayas to this, sometimes would say you saw those gedolos in Pshat and in Lomdus, he would say it in 2 minutes. And here, the way it's written up by a very capable person, until he was nifter, when Rav Yashiv was sick, Rav Ben Zion Cook was his substitute. When Rav Yashiv was sick, he was saying the shir. So this sefer that was written by him, and he's a very capable Talmud Chacham. But even he, when he wrote it up, didn't emphasize the pshat. He only emphasized the lomdus, Rav Yashiv said. Sometimes I see that they emphasize the pshat and they didn't flesh out the lomdus. But you have to realize that every time there's always two things that are at play at the sugi. There's the conceptual implications as well as the pshat implications. Anybody have any defense to Rabbeinu Meir? And first of all, does anybody need me to clarify what we're stuck on? What's difficult? Need a clarification?
The says that you do this law where you don't separate the brothers between Eretz Yisrael.
Correct. That's correct. That's right. Yes? Clarification? Anything we don't understand?
The parenthesis, when you have the parenthesis, number one, that's the bag.
No, in this case it is.
Okay.
You have to ask. Right, that's how, what's his name? The Rajba quotes the name of the Baha. And you also saw in the Rush a little bit as well.
Secondly, so.
By the way, I had in mind to get to that Rush that was on the Maram Kromos. I don't know if we're going to have time.
When the Baha says it's Bor Priya Dhamma, you always come back from the words.
When the Baha says Bor Priya Dhamma, says. The Pashtus certainly is so, because Allah is, you can't be Zorik, you can't be Achal HaSakafris in Eretz Yisrael, right? Exactly, that's how I'm reading. Yes. How do you explain Rabbeinu Meir? Rabbeinu Meir says that if you get AIDS in Eretz Yisrael, automatically get an Eitz and Chutz La'aretz. But the Gemara before said that if you're potter from Arla, and Kafrisin is potter from Arla and Chutz La'aretz, because Kol Hamekel Ba'aretz, Halacha Kemosa B'Chutz La'aretz, so then the Halacha should be that you should get Adama and not Eitz on the Kafrisin, because it's not Chayiv in Arla. So you guys want to take a stab at it? Now, here I'm going to be tough on you. I'm not going to be satisfied. I think the guys are going to go in the path of the previous Posek Adar Rav Yashiv, which is great, but I'm not going to be satisfied with that. I'm sure Rav Yashiv took it as a davar pashut, how what he's saying was part and parcel of pshat in the Gemara. And if you can't be masber for me, as great as you could be in terms of lomdos, if you can't be masber for me in pshat in the Gemara, then I'm not going to give you 100%. Okay? So Rabosai, let's hear. Let's hear what you have to say. Yosef, go ahead.
I think we really paskin that Kashrisim is a fruit. And the only reason you say that it's not
say,
a fruit.
Say that. Here, we'll even give you the honor of the microphone. Right. It's easier than reading. Go ahead.
I think that we really paskin that the kafrizin is a fruit.
Right.
The only reason chutz arts we say is not that it's not a fruit is because we have this din of kol mikol ba'aretz kamos b'chutz arts. So Rabbeinu Meir seems to say, well, it's really a fruit. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, so bracha everywhere should be eitz.
Beautiful. Well, you said what Rabbi Yashu said, but I'm not satisfied. Hold on to the microphone. I'm not satisfied. But what about pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara said beferish when you get. I'll explain what he just said in a moment. He's mamish mechavin to Rav Yashiv. Beautiful. But I want to know how Rav Yashiv read the Gemara. I don't only want to know, how did Rav Yashiv learn? You guys all saw the video from 2 o'clock in the morning, Rav Yashiv learning. It's a mitzvah to watch the internet for this. Only an internet with a filter. The boys explained to me that the way YouTube works, I've also seen a couple of things on YouTube, the way YouTube works is that they spring up other videos, right? So you have to, once they show you one, you've seen one video, so then you're there. So only with a good filter. I spoke about the need for filters. I have to, this is even more important than learning Gemara. There was a time that I made a mistake, which wasn't a mistake, that there was a great posik that had come to the yeshiva that had said that internet is, the guidelines of internet is that it's like an Isser Yichud. And as long as that the person's not alone with the internet, it's mutter. And I hadn't known that the posik had said, I didn't hear it. But the next 2 days later, I actually had heard that boys were saying this over, not here, from other places. And I strongly disagreed. And on the one hand, it was very sensitive, because I was disagreeing with what happened to be one of my rabbeim. On the other hand, b'makom chil Hashem ein chalkin kavod l'raf, and the internet is the greatest challenge of our generation, and there's no greater challenge than probably in the history of mankind, because there's never been this idea that someone with one click of the button on their phones could be able to get the worst that humanity has to present, and therefore there's ein apotropos l'rayis. No one could trust themselves on an internet that's not filtered. Maybe a piece of the Haredim got it wrong, as I spoke about. If you want, I spell this out. All in that Musar Shmuz. You go to YU Torah, 10-minute Musar. The title is YouTube Don't Blink, where I said that both the modern Orthodox worlds and the Haredi worlds, Lania's deity and my smallness, I think both of them didn't handle it correctly. The Haredi world answered all of it, and they didn't realize that the future of all technology is dependent on this, or for that reason they didn't take into account. By the way, now they have. It took them 3-4 years. But now they have. And if you read later things that come out, they've understood that the internet is necessary. It's impossible to go through the world without the internet today. On the other hand, without a filter, Lania's deity is an Isser Daraisa for someone to, and even if, and the halachas of Yichud are not relevant, one can't even summit on the halachas of Yichud. You can't even be summit Lania's deity on web cover, even that's not enough. It needs to be that the opportunities for the things that are inappropriate are mamish not shayach to a person. Why am I mentioning this now? Is the reason I just got off the exactly. Rabbi Yashiv waking up in the morning. So here is a mitzvah to see this. If it's on a thing with a filter, there is an absolutely beautiful video of Rav Yashiv learning for about an hour at 2 o'clock in the morning. You get a tremendous amount of Yirah Shemayim by watching him learn. Now, how is Rav Yashiv learning? He's reading, he's shuckling over the Gemara, he's reading over the Gemara, he's saying it over and over and over and over again. That's the whole thing. He barely pulled out any other svarim. So I guarantee that Rav Yashiv learned his pshat in pshat. Unfortunately, and again, the Mechaber of the Sefer is amazing. He did an amazing job. Unfortunately, a lot of times what the Talmidim often write up from the Rabbeim is not the pshat part, but what they write up is the svaris. But the pshat, how the Rebbe read this, the pshat in the Gemara, that often gets lost. But I guarantee you, Rabbi Yashiv took this as, if he didn't spell it out in the shir, it's a dover posh that he spelled it out in pshat. Okay, so now here we go. Yosef, put you back in the hot seat. So now, how did you, he said beautifully. Yosef says like this. Let me even now say it since we've already gone so much. Yosef says like this, beautifully. He says, what's the pshat? Call Hamekel Ba'aretz Hacha Kamosu B'chutz La'aretz. When you follow the lenient opinion in Chutz La'aretz, what's going on? Is it the pshat, says Yosef, that we have a suffix and you could be lenient in Chutz La'aretz? Or is the pshat that even if we paskin like the Chomer position in Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep Arla, in Chutz La'aretz you could follow a minority opinion and not take off Arla. But really the din is, it's a pre. Kafrisin is a pre from the beginning till the end. Rabbeinu Meir says, Yosef holds, that really Kafrisin is a full-fledged pre. We're making Chutz La'aretz. That's because you're allowed to follow the lenient opinions. People in America do this all the time, right? You follow, they choose the one lenient opinion, and they run with it. So that's what that's. It's a makor. Call Mekel Baretz. Halacha Kamosa B'chutz La'aretz. Now I understand how the world works nowadays. Call Mekel Baretz. Why everything is machmir all sometimes here. So that's why. Because Call Mekel Baretz. Halacha Kamosa B'chutz La'aretz. So that's the pshat. But really, 99% of the poskim say it's Arla. 99% of the poskim say it's Arla. 1% says it's what? It's not. So you could follow 1%, but of course, we paskin in general, it's a pri. If it's a pri, then it gets a bar of pri ayes. In Arla, there's some halacha that says you could follow when it comes to Zrayim. Why? Oh, you gotta go back to previous shir and why that's so. Why do we follow the 1%? That was a geshmak shir. Why that's so? 1%. But you follow 1%. But that's an Orla. There's no Makar. Kol HaMekel Baretz Hacha Kamosu B'chutz La'aretz when it comes to Bracha. Beautiful. That's what Yosef said. And then I'll flesh out in a moment how the basic Rishonim read, how the Bahav read. But now I ask Yosef, beautiful. So you mechavet to Rabbi Yosher's pshat. But where do you see this in the Gemara? The Gemara put the two together. The Gemara said that the halacha is what? The Gemara said that if we say that you Arla is a Kafrisin is a pre for Arla, then it gets a bar pre eight. And if Kafrisin is not a pre for Arla, then it gets a Adama. The Gemara said black and white, not the way you're saying. Didn't the Gemara, wasn't that the Uramin? Wasn't that the whole question? That's how we started out the Shir. That all along the starts with the Pshat, to how you understand the Uraminu. New Yosef, what are you going to say?
I think what it says, V'neima halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, Yomar halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, Hava mina fila ba'aretz, K'mashamlan, Kol meka ba'aretz, Halacha mosa b'chutz la'aretz, Kol ba'aretz la'. So, it's saying that we should even hold by Rabbi Akiva ba'aretz, but saying we don't. So we don't really hold like Rabbi Akiva l'halacha. That's my stab in.
No, it's good. You know, you're saying good. I'm harving on what you're saying, just a second. I'm thinking about what you're saying. Beautiful. You said even better than I was going to say it. Beautiful. Says Yosef says beautifully in pshat. Yosef says like this. You're right. The Gemara originally thought that the halacha is that whatever goes for Arla, if it's a pri, then the same thing for bracha. But that's up until where the Gemara had said that we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva entirely, but we have this split. The reason that we say that Kafrisin is mutter is because of a specific yisod. Kol ha-mekel ba'aretz halacha kamosa b'chutz la'aretz. In other words, the assumption that we had made earlier that there is this hard and fast rule that if you get Arla, then you get A8s, and if you don't get Arla, you don't get A8s. That was the original hard fast rule. But that was up until the Gemara suggested, no. Really, when it comes to Kafrisin, the hard fast rule doesn't always apply. Because it's a Safe. What's a safek? It's the American version of a safek. 99% of the poskim say chumrah. One posik says lekula. You can follow the kula opinion. You're allowed to follow. I didn't realize the irony of that until I was learning with you. Maybe it's the American face, as Rabino would say. So then you follow lenient opinion. However, when it comes to the relationship between the two, the relationship has now fallen away. The relationship has fallen away because this is a yesod dafka when it comes to Zrayim. Why? Because that was a shiur a month ago. Why it is that by Zrayim we follow a lenient opinion in Chutz Laretz? So that, I'm still waiting for one of the Talmidim to write up the shiur. Right? That was, I think, a gishmaki yesod. Why that's so? But that's the bottom. But that's the line. Now this is the pshat. This is the pshat. Now Gemara. So we see, Rabbosai, the fundamental issues of the Rishonim all start with the struggle of how you understand, number one, the conceptual relationship of the fact that the Gemara seems to put together pre for Arla, Meiser, and Bracha, as well as how you understand the pshat of where the Gemara seemed to change. Did the Gemara change, or did the Gemara not change? The Ravid says, no, it's not Mukruch at all, that all of them go together. Have the Ravid read the Gemara? That Rav Gershon Edelstein has a Mahala. That was too far beyond us. The Yisod in the Machlokis, Ravid in the Bahag, that we got. And then there's another Machlokis. What's the other Machlokis? Whether we say that when it comes to Kafrisin, it always gets a bar priates. How can you say it gets a bar priates? That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir says always gets a bar priates. Even Chutz Laretz. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says no. Our Gemara said the Feirish. Whatever gets not a pre for Arla, it's not a pre vis-a-vis Bracha. Oh. So in regards to that question, whatever is not, so that gets involved, says Rabbi Yosha beautifully. What is the pshat that when it came to Kafrisin? Did we paskin on Kafrisin? Did we paskin that really Kafrisin is a pre? But when it comes to Arla, you always can follow the lenient opinion? If that's the pshat, then we paskin that the bracha is a bar priya eitz when it comes to Kafrisin. We paskin that's a bar priya eitz. And that would apply in Chutz Laretz as well. What's the sheet of this I didn't flesh out? What's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah? Continues Rebbe Yashiv in the Shir in Tferes Bachurim. He says the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Bahan is that we never decided. There was a big machlokis, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer. They were fighting back and forth. What's the status of Kafrisin? And as far as we know, it's 50-50. It's 50-50. So then in Eretz Yisrael, when you're knowing the halacha of Arla, so then it has a din of bar priates. In Chutz Laretz, where you're not knowing the din of Arla, so then it has the bracha bar priyadama. So what is this machlokis? Is Rabbi Eliezer a das yachid as a meikil? Is Rabbi Akiva das yachid as a meikil? Or is Rabbi Akiva an equal shita? That, at least from what we've seen in the Gemara, there isn't any hechreach. That's the yisod in the machlokis. What is Kafrisin? Is the machlokas of Kafrisin, is it a machlokas of 50-50 or is it 99-1? That's the only way to be Masber Rabbeinu Meir, because Rabbeinu Meir seems to be against Pshat in the Gemara, and this gets us to how Rabbeinu Meir read the Gemara, that it's true we were medayik well in the Gemara, we put on the blackboard Meiser, Arla, and Pri are all the same thing. But that's only up until a certain stage in the Gemara. When the Gemara gets through after Rabbi Akiva and says, no, it's called Mekel Bar Tzal Chutzarts, maybe the Gemara says the whole thing has fallen apart. The whole thing has fallen apart. It's not always true that the two are going to work hand in hand with each other. Rabbosai, now you see the beautiful system of Torah. See, amazing. Now we have to cheshbon all of Hilchos Arla, Hilchos Meiser, how all these things play out. With those things that are Iker Pri and not Iker Pri. There's so many hashlachas of this shir. It all starts with these two pshat issues in the Gemara. I want to do some halacha, Rabbosai. Let's do some halacha. We're just 5 minutes of halacha. Okay. Here, I'll hold on to this. We'll stop for 5 minutes before we leave this. Computer is...